Those who are joining either online this evening through Facebook Live or through Zoom to our Lenten prayer service. This is actually the last Lenten prayer service, and contrary to the date, it's actually for April today. I had only intended to do these prayer services until the end of Lent, which we've reached the end of our road now, but I think that it's important to continue to provide this opportunity for prayer, even if it's just, you know, once a week, whether you're here for the evening prayer, or whether you join us also for the morning prayer. So come back next week. We're going to keep on going as we continue to pray together, as we bid farewell to the day and greet the Son who is among us. Just a reminder that as you join us, I encourage you, if you're able to, grab a candle as we light the Christ light together in this time of worship. Also, as we make our way through the service, there are going to be opportunities for you to participate. Just read the bolded parts. Even if you're home alone, you know that I can't hear you, read the bolded parts as we share in this time of prayer and worship together. And now, let us pray as we light this Christ candle together. We light this candle and give thanks to you, O God, for its light, its warmth, its constant reminder of your holy presence among us. As darkness pushes into our lives, we pray that your love light pushes back. Shine in this time that we might discern our way through your word and into your call for us. Amen. Now I invite us to offer together, responsively actually, our psalm for today. Save us, we beseech you, O Lord. O Lord, we beseech you, give us success. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Bind the festal procession with branches up to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will give thanks to you. You are my God, and I will extol you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. I invite us now into a time of reflection with some music. Let us take in the words of the psalm as we allow them to be imprinted on our hearts. Invite us now into a time of prayer, a time of confession in the midst of this season of reflection. Let us offer this prayer of confession to the one who knows our faults already. Let us open ourselves up to the God who is with us always. Let us pray. O God, we confess that we often come to your light reluctantly, afraid of what might be revealed when we enter into your presence. In our reluctance, we often miss opportunities for your grace to shine on us and through us to shine on others. Shine on us that we might be healed. Forgive us that we might find new life in you. Hear now the assurance of God's love. The night might be long, but God's love is endless. As dark as it might seem, God's light shines through. We are a forgiven and embraced people. Amen. We turn now to the Gospel of Mark and hear of the story of Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem. Let us hear these words again as we did this morning, as we celebrated that parade of palms. When they were at Jerusalem, at Bethphage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it, and will send it back here immediately.'" They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying that colt?" They told them what Jesus had said, and they allowed them to take it. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it and sat on it. Many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead of and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." Then he entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. I invite us now to enter into a time of silence as we imagine ourselves a part of that parade, a part of that procession of Christ into Jerusalem. Let us allow these words to become a part of our life. Let us allow these words to guide us through our lives as we move into a time of prayer. We come into this evening bidding farewell to the light of the setting sun. But at the same time, we welcome the sun who rides boldly and humbly in our hearts. Enter in, O Christ, and take up the prayers that wait there for you. Let us pray. You ride into our lives this day on a donkey, but there are so many times and ways in our lives. You come to us on the wind that warms us as a reminder of spring. You call to us through the phone as we greet a neighbor, a friend, a kindred in you. You wait with us in the quiet moments. You shout within the times of celebration. You, O Christ, are a part of our everyday, and we lift our hosannas high as we greet you in our every moment. Guide us to always see that constant presence in our lives, so that we might know that we are never alone when we are wrapped up in your love. Even as we warm ourselves by your light, we see light fading in the day and cannot help but be reminded of the darkness that surrounds so much and so many. We pray for families striving to reshape their lives, as prolonged closeness can sometimes breed tension. Send your peace, O God, into all our families, and give parents and children alike a portion of your patience. For leaders who struggle and strive to lead in a world that is connecting in a new way, we pray, O God, give them your wisdom and inspire them to model a responsible response to this pandemic. We pray for those who feel lost and alone in this time of heightened disconnection. Wrap them in your loving arms. Help us to reach out as we connect one to another, a web of love in your name. We pray for those in hospital and retirement homes who have not seen their family face to face in weeks. Help them to know that they are loved, that they are missed as much by the family that they are missing. Even in the dark, we can find things to be thankful for, especially when the stars and the moon give us reminders of the gift of your light. We are thankful for the extra time with family, even when it gives us stress. Help us to always be keenly aware of the gift we are to one another. We are thankful for the essential workers who strive day after day to keep us safe, healthy, and fed. For grocery store workers who dutifully keep the surfaces clean, we give thanks. Redundance, who touch as little as possible when handing us our order, yet still manage to touch our hearts, we give thanks. For truck drivers hauling supplies across this country, we give thanks. For nurses and doctors who bring us healing, we give thanks. For all who are working to keep us going, we give thanks, O God. In our prayers of thanks and concern, we often pray for others and forget to pray for ourselves. Hear us now as we humbly come to you seeking fulfillment of our needs. We pray for strength when we feel weak and run down by what is happening. Lift, if only for a moment, this burden from our shoulders. We pray for guidance in this night of this pandemic that seems so long. Show us the walk as we strive to be a support to one another. We pray for your light. Most of all, we pray for your light. We ask that you shine on us and fill us with hope for the coming day. You, O God, live in our hearts, and you know that there are prayers there that long to find voice but cannot find word. Hear our prayers in the silence of this moment. These are the prayers of your people. These are spoken through by our lips and prayers offered from our hearts. We bring them all together to you in the prayer that Christ taught us to say together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did get a candle at the start of this prayer service, I invite you now to put it out. And please join me in the prayer for guidance. This candle goes out, but our viewers. Walk with us, we pray, O Shepherd of our hearts. Guide us to one another. Guide us to you. Guide us on a path bathed in your light. Amen. So go. Go into the week with the light in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs to share the good news that you have heard this day. Amen.